Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander blames the state's continued delays in standardized testing on federal interference. He spoke at Belmont University about passing his fix to the No Child Left Behind law. He also addressed Tennessee's problems moving to a new test. TN Ready wasn't the original plan. Tennessee was supposed to use a test that goes along with Common Core classroom standards, but when lawmakers decided to back away from Common Core, they also decided to go with a new test, even though that meant hiring a company for $100 million to design a new one. Senator Alexander chairs the Education Committee and previously served as the country's top education official, but he thinks the fault is ultimately with the feds.
You had the backlash to Common Core, so you had to change Common Core, and then you had to change the assessment. Well, you just can't do that overnight. And it costs a lot of money.
In short, Alexander says people felt like Washington was overreaching in telling Tennessee how to educate its kids. At the moment, state education officials are primarily pointing fingers at the company hired to create TN Ready. This week, Measurement Inc. said it could not guarantee that the paper tests would be delivered in time for students to take them by the state's deadline. Governor Bill Haslam said, quote, "To say their performance on this has been dismal would be generous." For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.